episode 571, Eating Healthy on the Go.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet sisters. Oh, how I have missed you. I am so grateful to have you in my life, and I'm so excited that you're here. I just truly enjoy our time, and I want you to know that today is Power Pack Wednesday, yes, and we are talking nutrition, eating healthy on the go. How many of us are busy? Swimming in our schedules. We don't even know if we're coming or going, and guess what? We still need to feed our body. We're going to talk about that. We're going to break it down. We're going to make it simple, simple, simple. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. We are thrilled that you're here, delighted with your presence. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter. That's the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions. You'll actually receive information that you can use in your day-to-day activities, making your life what? Livable. It's all about living and becoming your best selfie. How to make things more simple. We complicate things, and you know what? Life shouldn't be complicated. Our situations are complicated, but how we live our lives, we don't need to complicate it. So today, when we're breaking down our Power Pack Wednesday, I want it to be easy for you. Eating healthy on the go can be a tremendous challenge. The temptation of yummy foods that trigger your hunger make you question why you eat what you eat. It's really not fair at all. And that sweet tooth is tougher than anything. The convenience is so tempting. Can you really eat healthy on the go? Well, yes, you can. However, it does take a little bit more effort on your part. Preparation in the kitchen and even on your phone. When you're eating healthy on the go, you need to know where you are going and for how long. So let's break it down into some categories. When we think about eating on the go, where do you go to eat when you're not in your home? Yes, I know maybe we do need to start at your refrigerator, but right now we need to focus on how do we eat when we're on the go. We don't have our refrigerator there. Well, it could be when we're going to work. We got to eat lunch at some point, or if you're working really late, you may need lunch and dinner. Maybe while shopping. Oh, yes. Going to the movies, outdoor recreational activities, takeout. Maybe even vacation. Yes, it is summertime. So you would think that, well, eating healthy on the go is important during vacation time. Now, all of these areas, when you're on the go, you have to think about a couple things. Are you fixing it for one person, two people, or for the family? That does complicate things. We're going to break it down as to thinking about an individual. But when you do that, understand that you can pack accordingly for either you, your hubby, and or the family. So all these are rules apply to that. And they're really not rules, but they're just suggestions, ways that you can make it simpler on eating healthy on the go. Okay, number one, you have to have preparation. It begins in the kitchen and on your phone. You have to have the food available. If all of a sudden you're thinking, well, I've got to have a lunch for work tomorrow, and you haven't gone grocery shopping in a week and a half, and you know you only have a few things in there, you may not be able to pack a healthy lunch for you. You may actually have more processed food than what you want or can eat. So it begins in the kitchen. Know what's in your pantry. Know what's in your refrigerator. And then on your phone. Well, we're going to talk about that here a little more in depth to come. But this allows you to what? Do your research. When I travel, it's important to know that where I stay, is there a grocery store around me? What kind of grocery store is it? Maybe if I'm traveling in the summer, maybe there's a local farmer's market. Am I going to have a rental car? These are all things that come in the preparation area. Very important questions to answer so that when you get there, you're not going, now what do I do? There's nothing around me. And all I have is this little, refrigerator that has just the goodies in it, and Yeah, they cost way too much, and they're full of junk because it's mainly processed food with the exception of the nuts. But I could have bought the nuts for that one bag, and I could have had like 20 bags, okay? So preparation is key. Number two, portability. That's a fun word to say. Portability. Easy to pack. You don't want to make eating healthy on the go craziness. So it's got to be foods that are easy to pack. Temperature regulation. The foods that you use and want to eat, either way, you have to make sure you can regulate the temperature. And so the portability of them comes to play. So it's very important to know that before going. Number three, transportation. And I don't mean the rental car or the car that you're driving. Now, if it is your own car, for example, then that's great. If it's a rental car, it's different. Because maybe in your car, you have a cooler in there. I know sometimes when we go places, I have a cooler in the back of my vehicle because it's big. It's a huge Yukon, you know, XL. So it's the biggest vehicle because we got a big family. That's the only reason why. And so sometimes I have back there a cooler. And when I know we're going to be gone long, I throw in water bottles. I throw in snacks in there. I put the cooler packs in there to regulate the temperature, and we're good to go. But if you're flying across the country, you're not going to have a cooler unless if you actually shipped it with you on the airplane. Most of us do not do that. And so we're not going to have that convenience. So it's very important to do, yes, think about the car that you're going to be in, so the transportation there. Then take it further. Are you going to have access to an insulated cooler? Can you take an insulated cooler? If you're going to Disney World, you can't take coolers with you. They don't allow you. Number one, why? They want you to spend your money there on their food, not on the food that you brought. So again, know where you're going, okay? So back to transportation, insulated cooler, a lunch pail. Depending upon that lunch pail that you have, it may or may not be able to keep foods cold. Also think about the temperature outside. Where is this bag going to be sitting? Is it going to be sitting in a, regulated environment where it's going to be cool on the inside, or is it going to sit in my car all day in 90 degree weather? Big difference. Also, what about a brown bag? Go back to old fashioned. I remember we went on a field trip with my son, and one thing that they said, we were supposed to bring a lunch. And with that lunch, we were supposed to take anything that we couldn't just throw away there. We had to bring our trash back. So it was important to understand that, okay, well, maybe if I take an insulated bag, that means I'm carrying that bag around with me everywhere. Now, we've also had field trips where we only could take a brown bag. Everything had to be able to be trashed because we couldn't take our food with us where we were going throughout the tours. So we left our brown bag in one location, came back to eat there, and then left again. So when you're packing in a brown bag style, you know it's what? Not insulated. So you can't pack foods that require refrigeration because a brown bag is just going to get soppy wet. And then when you pick it up, all the food falls to the bottom. So again, think about your transportation. So we've gone over number one, preparation. Number two, portability. Number three, transportation. Now we got to break it down even more. We've got to talk specifically about foods that you can take on the go for eating healthy. So that becomes number four. One very easy, simple, the best way to go. Okay, I take that back. It's not necessarily the best way to go. In some circumstances it is. We're going to break that down even more though. Is eating a meal replacement bar. Now understand this has to be a high quality meal replacement bar. And you can buy these in the store. You can also buy them off the market. Okay. You can buy them like on Amazon. You can buy them from various companies. I don't want to go into breaking that down right now here on this episode because it would take us a while. But one question I would ask you to ask yourself when you're reading the label of your meal replacement bars, and they are simple. You have those when you're really on the rush or you're having to travel. I've had to travel from one client to the next. Or if I'm at a meeting and I'm literally like traveling and I'm in another, city that I don't have a normal refrigerator, meal replacement bars are great for the quick things that I know is going to give me amazing nourishment for my body. So it's got to be of high quality. And so one thing to ask yourself is, can my child eat this bar? If your child can eat that bar and it says they can, then it's okay. But if you're buying meal replacement bars, it says this is not for children. Why would you want to eat it? Just a thought. Think about it. We'll break that down on another episode because that begins to break into ingredients. And it's something that I've always stood by is that if I can't eat it when I'm pregnant, if I can't feed it to my child, why would I want to put it in my body myself? Okay. So the number one easiest, simplest thing you can have and grab and purchase is a meal replacement bar. They're very portable, makes it simple, but you're saying, but I want real food. I want to eat something that doesn't seem like, well, I'm not getting anything. So let's break that down now. Fruits and vegetables, yummy, yummy, yummy. You can do just about any fruit and vegetable. However, a couple things to keep in mind. If you have currently refrigerated that particular vegetable or fruit, you need to continue to refrigerate it or keep it cold. So think about that. It's a good rule of thumb. If it's been refrigerated, you need to still keep it refrigerated. Maybe a couple exceptions would be like your celery or your carrots. If you're going to eat it within maybe 2 to 3, maybe pushing 3.5 hours, because the crunch is going to go away. The crispness is going to go. When you have it in the refrigerator, it's releasing different amounts of gas within the actual vegetable itself. And so it acclimates the vegetable, okay, or the fruit, acclimates itself to where it's being stored. So if it's in a refrigerator, it needs to continue to be refrigerated. I hope that makes sense. But that's just an easy rule of thumb. The second easy rule of thumb when it comes to vegetables and fruits is cut your veggies and your fruits thicker, because this is going to help in protecting the bruising of them. When you have them in a container and you're walking around or you're carrying them, it's hitting the container side to side. If you cut your vegetables or your fruits up very thin and they continue to hit, they're going to get bruised. They're not going to taste good. Also, things like cucumbers don't hold up well if they're thin slices. They hold up better if they're thicker slices. So it's important to cut them thicker. Your celery sticks, same way. Instead of cutting the celery into 3 different little bites, keep it the full celery stalk the way it is and just cut off the ends and make it a nice little stick itself. But don't make it more of a thinner toothpick where you cut them into 3 or 4 pieces. I hope that makes sense. We will do actually a video on this because I think this would help you all and see and understand. So I'll work on that. That's not going to come out immediately, but I will work on that. In fact, I'll make a note right now. Video. Okay. Carrots, another thing. You can buy baby carrots. That's great. It's easy because they're already done for you. Or you can do it the other way and do the old-fashioned, peel them, and get them done. Tomatoes are great, but you want to think about your baby tomatoes. Keep them small because you can pop them in your mouth. It's easy, less messy. A good rule of thumb on the vegetables that are good to pack, think about a fresh garden or even your fruits, a fresh garden. What's out there? What can I eat? That's a good indication as to what you can pack. Hope that helps. So let's move on. Nuts. Nuts are awesome. They are easy to pack. They don't get damaged. However, you can overeat nuts. Again, depending upon how long. Are you packing for a whole day? Or are you packing for a snack? So if you're packing for a snack, make sure you're packing for a snack. If you're packing for the family, then pack for the family. But I know for me, if I'm just packing for me, I need to remember I only need a sprinkle of nuts. Because if I think about packing a half a cup of nuts and I know I only need a sprinkle of nuts, guess what? I'm going to eat the half a cup of nuts because I packed it. It's easy to overeat on nuts. So just be aware of how much you really want to eat of nuts and pack appropriately to the amount of people that are going to be eating from the amount of food that you're bringing. Woo, that's a lot. Another great one, trail mix. Now on this one, I would recommend that you make your own. Put in what you want. If you're in a crunch, go ahead and purchase a trail mix. But make sure again that you read the labels. Because in a lot of those trail mixes that you find, there are hidden sugars that you don't know about. If you are being diligent on eating healthy, you have to understand that that is a processed food. And there may be stuff in there that your body can't have. Obviously, it depends on you as an individual. So read the label. So if you're in a crunch, buy a trail mix. If not, make your own. Be creative. Anything you want, anything dried will work. You don't want anything fresh. That doesn't work. It kind of messes it up and it gets kind of yucky. So when you talk about trail mix, it's dry goods only, dry foods in there. Another awesome one that I absolutely favor, it's probably one of my favorite ones of all, it's boiled eggs. Again, now your boiled eggs need to be kept cool. If they're going to be left out maybe only an hour or so, maybe not a big deal. Maybe you're going to the park to go for a run and you want some protein right afterwards. So you want to enjoy a boiled egg. You like those. That's great. Then your boiled eggs should be fine. But if you're talking about 2, 3, 4 hours, no, they need to be refrigerated. So keep them cool in an insulated bag. Provide the appropriate cool pack, etc. So boiled eggs are great, great source of protein. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Another one to think about, nut butters, your peanut butter, your almond butter, your cashew butter. Those are awesome butters, especially if you do not have the capability of refrigeration. They don't need to be refrigerated and they can go on whatever you want, whether it's going to be on a vegetable, whether it's going to be on a fruit, whether it's going to be on your bread of choice. Okay. So nut butters are great. Cheese sticks. Now, cheese sticks are great. You can buy them already in the cheese sticks if you're packing for your family, especially just your young ones, sending them off to school. You can buy already the pre-packaged ones. Now, that's more for convenience. If you want to save a little bit of money and you want to cut your own cheese sticks, then same rule applies as we were talking about your veggies and your fruits. Cut it thicker. So make cubes or thicker cheese sticks. Cheese slices tend to get wilted. And they get kind of flappy. You know, you probably have had a sandwich or two in your lifetime that you packed the cheese and it wasn't supposed to be melted cheese and it kind of was almost there. Not quite, but almost. It's too thin. It just can't hold up to the temperature. It's not cold enough like it is in a refrigerator. So cut it thicker and you'll be able to actually be able to eat it. It'll taste good and it won't lose its integrity, so to speak. So cheese sticks, excellent thing to add for foods on the go. A sandwich. So in order to make a sandwich, what foods can you use for that? Well, we're talking bread here. And bread, I mean things like anything. If you're going to use bread as in you want to do a lettuce wrap, then use your own lettuce wrap. So that can be your outside of your bread. Again, with your lettuce wrap, though, it does need to be kept crisp. Depending upon what you're putting on it, a little trick here is to get a wet paper towel, wet it down with some water, wring it out a little bit. It should not be sopping wet. Okay, just enough to keep it cold. After you've made your wrap, you can wrap the lettuce around, or wrap the paper towel, around the lettuce wrap. Put it inside your bag or your container, and then it'll be in the insulated bag that has a cool pack, and it'll actually help to keep that lettuce from wilting. Okay, just a little tip there. If you're going to use lettuce wrap, you can also use other breads like your favorite bread, whatever your favorite bread is. It could be pita bread, it could be a whole grain bread. It could be a protein bread. It could be a particular wrap, maybe a tortilla wrap. So whatever works there. You could also look at crackers. Again, if you're looking at crackers, and even this applies to your bread, read the labels. Know what's in there. You understand the diet that you're on, meaning the foods that you need to eat and what you can put in. For me, I can't eat certain amounts of bread or certain kinds of bread. In fact, for me, I have to look at a protein bread or I go lettuce wrap. And I go nothing at all because bread just isn't on my diet. I don't eat it. And I mean diet by saying it's my lifestyle diet, not I'm on a diet like a Weight Watchers diet or a Jenny Craig. I'm not trying to lose weight. Does that make sense? I'm using the word diet differently just so we know. It's important that we understand what's right for our own body. So if you're making a sandwich, make sure you use the appropriate breads of choice. And these just hold up really well. Crackers, same thing. Read the boxes so you know what's in them. Some crackers can have a high amount of carbs. So if you're sugar sensitive, be aware of that. Most likely, you probably need to stay away from crackers as a whole. Okay, another great thing is we need meat. We need protein. Okay, maybe we don't need meat. I'm sorry for my vegetarians that are listening to me. I didn't mean that we need meat. But for those of us who eat meat, we can't forget the meat. A lot of things you can do is your deli meats. But no, again, good quality deli meats. Yes, if you're in a pinch and you just need to grab some, it's not going to kill you literally. But if you're doing this every single day, then make sure you're investing then in good quality deli meats. Also, another fun thing to do is cold chicken wings. If you do like cold chicken, you can do chicken wings. And even if you spice them up, they're great cold. They are a little messy, though, so be aware of that. You can get creative with any meats that you do, but understand what? They require refrigeration. They can't be left out in higher temperatures. So if it's summertime or the spring is still kind of a more of a hot spring, then you need to make sure you're packing this in an insulated bag. Otherwise, I would stick more to like nutty butters that you can put either on the bread of choice or use with your veggies and fruits. And finally, you need a liquid. And my liquid of choice is what? Yes, as you know, it is H2O, our big water. Make sure you always have water bottles. If you're packing for the family and you're driving, it would be great just to have a cooler back there with water bottles in it. I know when we would go, when we were living down in Texas many years ago, that's what I would do. We would just go to the park sometimes and we'd go to the museum and we'd just do things when we were out. I just kept water bottles in the back. Now, for your children, if they are smaller, it is a good idea to either buy their own water bottle or have their sippy cup, whatever they're drinking from, and fill it into that. Otherwise, buy those little water bottles because you're gonna waste them. And there's no sense in throwing bottled water out. It just doesn't make sense. I'm about being, you know, very frugal with our money. And so that water you're paying for, it didn't come free from your faucet. And I know you pay for the water that comes from your faucet, but you're paying even more money to buy the bottled water. So make sure you're utilizing that. And if you do have children, then get the size of water bottle appropriate to their size. Because if they really like it cold and it starts to get hot, then it's just wasted. Because most of us don't want to drink backwash from the other ones, if you know what I mean. All right. So that really takes the ease, I hope, and makes food on the go just simple. Because it is. It does take preparation. So that's where your kitchen comes in. You got to make sure you have these foods available so that when you are on the go and you want to eat healthy, you can do that. And finally, number 5, eating out. We have to cover this. How many of us eat out? I know I do. I have like 20 hands out. However, we don't eat out as much. But when we do eat out, most of the time it is during vacation. And so what we're going to talk about now applies to eating out, whether it's going to be just during the weekday or you're on vacation, okay? This is what we're covering. So number one, you got to know where you're going. It's very important to know where you're going. You can't plan if you don't know the restaurant. If it's one you frequent, then you already know about it. But if you don't know the menu, you need to know the menu. That's when you utilize your phone. Get on the phone, search it, Google the restaurant that you're going to. I guarantee you almost every single restaurant out there has a website. If not, you can find their phone number. Call ahead. Ask them, especially if you have dietary restrictions. You need to know your options. If you are strict on the amount of sodium that you can or cannot have, it's important to know what they're cooking with, and you have that right to call ahead. That allows you to what? When you go there, enjoy your meal. You don't want to go there all stressed out because then it's no fun. So you're taking the stress out by preparation. It's all important. So if you have dietary restrictions, this is essential, absolutely essential that you know the menu and you call ahead. Use your phone, Google it. All right, going on, bringing food is okay. Uh-oh, what does that mean? Okay, so when my children were littler, and even sometimes now, there's 7 of us. And we may just have one child who wants to eat differently than the rest of us. So we have 6 that can eat out at this one restaurant, but the other one's like, I'll have maybe one thing, but it's really not a meal. But we want to eat there. So we actually bring in some food from home. I have yet to have anybody say, you cannot do that. And I've done it at various establishments. Obviously, you need to be spending money on the food that's there. But if it's to feed one child to help them, I have not had an issue with that. So don't go in. I mean, if you're using their establishment just to sit down in a nice area and you brought your own lunch in, okay, that's not appropriate. That's not fair to the establishment there, the restaurant that you're eating at, because you're really not eating there. You need to eat at a park or eat at your office or eat in your car. Make sense? But if you're going there and you're taking your family and your one child is like, I won't, you know, maybe you're going to an Italian restaurant and one child just doesn't like noodles, period. I can't imagine. But there are those children that don't like noodles. So instead, they don't have really, you know, what they want to. Maybe you need to bring a peanut butter sandwich because that's their favorite. That's the only thing that they'll eat. That's okay. Bring a peanut butter sandwich. But you have to prep for that. Plan ahead. Do you see where I'm going with all this? All right. When you're eating out, you need to give yourself permission to enjoy a treat meal. Now, some of us like to call this a cheat meal. I call it a treat meal because if you call it a cheat meal, then you feel guilty. It's all about thinking about what you can have, not what you can't have. So this is a treat meal. If you are on a regulated nutritional program because you want to lose weight, maybe you're getting ready for a fitness competition, then this is where you need to be aware of what you're eating. And so this area here of giving yourself permission to a treat meal, obviously you need to work with your trainer or whoever's helping you with this and apply their rules to it. And maybe it's a once a week thing, but give yourself permission to enjoy it. So call it a treat meal. These cheat meal things can really mess with your mind. And there is a mindset to what we do when we eat, and we have to make it enjoyable. There's no doubt about it, because if not, we feel guilty, and then it just lingers on for the rest of the week. So enough said about that, but give yourself permission to enjoy a treat meal. When you're eating out, especially on vacation, don't eat a treat meal every meal, because it can derail your goals. Now, if you're just living a lifestyle and you may need to watch what you're eating and how much you're taking in, but you're not really regulated as the types of food that you eat, okay, that's a different story. But if you have specific goals and you're on vacation, you can eat out almost every single meal. Just don't treat every single meal as if it's a treat meal when you're on vacation. So one of the key goals in doing that and really becoming successful at it is the stuff that the hidden danger in eating out is in your condiments and your sauces. That's where a lot of your calories, a lot of the junky stuff that they throw in there, that's where you'll find it. So when you eat out, ask for your condiments and your sauces on the side. In fact, if you're like me, I bring my own salad dressing. Even when I travel, I bring my own salad dressing. Now, it's a little harder when I'm on the plane because I can only take so much of it because it is considered a liquid. But you can do it, okay? You can do it. So again, it's preparation. But when you eat out, just ask for your sauces and your condiments on the side. Add sparingly as you need to. Don't dump the whole thing just because you have it. That's why you ask for it on the side. And yes, you can even do this with pasta. Ask for the sauce on the side. They can do it. Most places will accommodate you. And if not, usually they'll give you another suggestion. And if you're dying for that meal, then guess what? Give yourself permission what? To enjoy it. Don't feel guilty about it. There's a treat meal. Ultimately, when you are eating, you need to enjoy your meal, especially when eating out. You don't want to rush through your meal. And if you have to rush through your meal, make sure that's not your treat meal time. Seriously. If you're treating your meal break, your lunch break, as your treat meal, and you only have 20 minutes to eat, that's not a good idea. You need to think of your treat meal as if you're eating there for 30 to 45 minutes. Seriously. And that's the time you have your food, not the time before you ordered your food. So you're spending a good 45 minutes to an hour easily. And if you're having conversation with somebody, you might be there an hour and 15 minutes to an hour and a half or longer. So it's important that you enjoy your meal. If you're forced to rush through it, then don't make that your treat meal. All right, I think we hit that one home enough. Ultimately, eating healthy on the go can be very simple, but it does take what? Preparation. You have to think about the portability, the transportation. You have to know where you're going and how long you're going to be gone. Are you packing for one or are you packing for five? It's important. Be present when eating healthy on the go. Savor your food, savor the fellowship, and most importantly, have fun. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.